Burt Ward, who played the clean-cut Robin in the 60s TV series, says that he and Adam West, Batman of course, were chased out of a nudist colony after spying on couples having sex and that they watched each other make love in full costume. Now, excuse me, apart from anything, I don't think that's an authorised use of the Batman trademark and uniform. Sorry, I'm just getting a mental image. Imagine Batman and Robin undercover at a nudist camp in full costume but just nude from the waist down. Swanning round the volleyball court going, citizens. But listen to this. This is a true story. When I was a kid, Batman and Robin actually came to our school for some sort of road safety demonstration. And even at age 10, we could see it wasn't the real Batman and Robin. It was just a couple of out-of-work local actors because, well, for one thing, in the TV show, Robin didn't have a beard. But anyway, we're all out the front of the school. They've leapt out of the Batmobile. Batman slammed the driver's side door shut and jammed his cape. Then it turns out he hasn't left the handbrake on and the Batmobile started rolling down the hill, pursued by 200 school kids, a bearded Robin and a capeless Batman is shouting at the car, "Barry! Barry!" And we're all wondering who Barry is. The Batmobile slammed into a tree and up from the back seats popped a clearly pissed old bloke dressed as the Penguin who said, "Christ, have we started?"